Part 12. About language abilities. Recording 3.
How many languages do you speak?
3. Besides Chinese, my mother tongue, I can also speak English and French.
Which band of college English test have you passed?
Band 6.
Have you taken the TOEFL test?
Yes, I have.
How many birds did you get?
I got 600 points.
Do you think you are proficient in both written and spoken English?
Yes, I think I'm quite proficient in both written and spoken English.
Can you speak Cantonese?
I'm sorry, I can't. Recording 4.
Tell us about the relationship between culture and language.
I think language and culture are so close that they are sometimes viewed as synonymous. I believe languages are one of the main symbol tests through which people interpret the meaning of the world around them. Therefore, language is one of the primary components of culture. It is a vehicle for explaining or expressing culture.
Have you ever stayed abroad? If so, how did you handle the cultural shock? If not, do you think you can get used to living abroad?
Answer A. Yes, I have lived abroad. I stayed with a host family in America for a year. I was very homesick during the beginning of my stay because of the cultural differences between Japan and America. Several months later, my classmates held a potluck party at the school. My host family strongly encouraged me to attend the party, and I bought a Japanese-style pizza. I cooked it myself. The other participants liked it, and in due course, I had a lot of chances to speak with my classmates in English and sometimes even in Japanese. I got along naturally with my classmates after that, and I enjoyed my stay. Communication is important for overcoming culture shock because we can find people have many common universal interests as well as many different interests. Answer B. No, I have not. I am a little concerned, but I'm confident that I can overcome the difficulties when I travel overseas. I've learned much about cultures abroad from a variety of sources, including libraries, the internet, and people. A lack of information causes culture shock.
What was your undergraduate major?
Answer A. I studied English when I was an undergraduate. I truly loved English ever since I was a high school student. I had an excellent English teacher when I was in high school. She gave me a love of English that I have kept forever. I thought about becoming an English teacher, but I decided to enter an interpreting department so that I could work with people and travel.